so critically acclaimed.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Not So Critically Acclaimed podcast. I'm Laura, and I hope everyone is doing fantastic. We are just a few days away from it officially being summer, which I know is probably most people's favorite season, not mine. We'll get into that a little later. But we're going to be talking about summer movies. Now, this is, of course, my second list of summer movies must see. So I highly recommend you listen to part one as well, which I recorded last summer, because there are just obviously so many great ones on that list too. So what I love about summer movies is this atmosphere that they create of like, this is what you wish your summer was like. You know, summer is my least favorite season because, well, I'm from South Florida and I hate the heat. I hate the beach and sand. I'm also a redhead, so I burn very easily. And so everything that is typical of, you know, the summer, that is just not my life and what I do, because it's really hot outside. It's gross. I burn very easily. I can't stay outside that long. I mean, obviously, unless I just drench myself in sunscreen and everything. So with that being said, I love watching these movies because the world paints this picture of what summer is like in the movies, and that's what, of course, I actually wish it was like. And I mean, this definitely happens for wintertime too, especially with the holiday movies. And you would think that those are the ones that are even more disappointing to me because, again, I'm from Florida, so winter isn't a thing here, and I'm Jewish, so I didn't even celebrate Christmas. But for some reason, those movies are just like more comforting than, you know, kind of quote unquote judgmental. I don't know. Like, that probably doesn't make that much sense. But the idea is that these movies exist and make you think that this is what your summer is supposed to look like. Like, you're not necessarily going to camp, but rather hanging out with your close group of friends, going on adventures, and just having the time of your life. And I don't know about you guys, but I've never had a summer like that. Like, I've always wanted to have a summer like that. You know, when I was younger, I went to camp every single summer. And it wasn't until like high school, when my summers just revolved around like SAT, ACT prep, things like that. And, you know, I would hang out the occasional times with friends and we did go on vacation like for a week or so with my family, but it was not like I had a close group of friends. Like, you know, I had friends here and there, but it wasn't like one set group, like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, which is on the first list of summer movies, where, you know, you wake up every day and you're literally, it's just like unspoken that you're going to hang out with those people every single day. And you're going to like just do any sort of, I don't know, fun adventure. Like, Now and Then is probably my ultimate like summer idealist movie, which is on the first list as well. And it's like, you know, this group of four girls or five girls, I forget how many, and they just like ride their bikes around town. Granted, it's supposed to be like the 60s or whatever, but it's just like so different. And so what I always wanted to do, you know, like going on these fun adventures and these trips and just, I don't know, I can say this a million times, these fun things that just weren't reality for me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved my childhood in terms of summer camp. Like, I went to one of the best day camps ever when I was younger. I never did sleepaway camp, but literally this camp had everything on the face of the planet, like every single sport, a million different versions of arts and crafts, a million different versions of dance, and just like all these not exotic, but like fun things. And they had like morning shows every day, and every Friday they had a skit that the counselors would put on. And granted, like the last time I went to that camp, I was going into fourth grade, I think. So I was 9. And so it was always this grand scheme, like over the top thing. But you know, like when you're an adult thinking back on like your childhood memories, you remember it like, cause you were a kid and it's so big and exciting. But you know, had I been like, let's say worked as a counselor now at that camp, I'm sure it wouldn't be the same. I wouldn't see it the same way I did when I was a kid. So in a way, even though I always thought I would and wanted to be a counselor at that camp, I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I feel like it would have ruined a lot of my like childhood fun memories, you know? Anyway, that was a super tangent. Just thought I would give you a little bit more of a personal touch for these summer movies and the podcast. So anyway, with that being said, here are officially 10, but with some extra sequels thrown in there, it's more like, I don't know, probably 13 summer movies that really put you in the mood of wishing that, like, this was what your life was like. So number one is Grown Ups. I was beyond disappointed in myself for forgetting this one in part one because it is my ultimate summer movie. It shows the other aspect of summer, you know, unlike camp or whatever and the friend stuff, but vacation. And what's great about this one is it's a vacation with multiple families, which is, again, something I always wanted to do, but we've never done that. So Grown Ups came out in 2010, and you can watch it on Hulu Premium or Freeform with a cable TV provider, and that would be free then. So the cast is, of course, it's a typical Adam Sandler movie, so expect, you know, all of his friends, Kevin James, Chris Rock, Rob Schneider, David Spade, Maya Rudolph, Selma Hayek, Maria Bello, China Ann McClain, and, of course, Cameron Boyce. So I remember seeing this movie in theaters, absolutely loving it, and whenever it's on TV, I just can't not watch it. So if for some reason you've never seen this movie, here's the plot. Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Rob Schneider, David Spade, and Chris Rock were all childhood best friends, and now they're all like in their 40s, I think, married with kids, or at least most of them are, and they receive news that their basketball coach from when they were kids died. So they all return to the town that they grew up in for the funeral, and the families all stay in this cabin for then like the extended 4th of July weekend, and, you know, just remember what it was like when they were younger, and they start passing on like summer traditions to their kids. So like, if you haven't seen this, just what are you doing? Because I'm telling you, it gives you all the feels. You know, you have the 4th of July celebration, you have a day when they go to the water parks, and it's just, it's beyond fun. Then, of course, tying with that is Grown Ups 2, and you don't really need to see the first one to see the second one, but, like, why wouldn't you? Plus, in my opinion, the first one is better. And so the second one follows the same group of friends at the start of the summer, so they now all live in their childhood town. Originally, I think only four of them did, or I don't know, and Adam Sandler lived in LA, and so he moves back to his childhood home with his family, and it's the last day of school. And the guys, like the adults, are all kind of feeling like they're old. So they decide to throw a party for all of their friends and family to kick off the summer. And it's just, it's pretty fun. There's like, it's a costume party. And then there's just, it's really super funny. And I mean, it's just fantastic. And again, typical Adam Sandler movie, over the top, like tons of fun guest stars. It's just a blast. Okay, number two is Daddy Daycare. So this came out in 2003, and you can watch it on HBO Max. The cast includes Eddie Murphy, Jeff Garland, Steve Zahn, Angelica Houston, Regina King, and Lacey Chabert. So I honestly don't remember the first time I saw this one, probably just on TV or something. And there is a sequel called Daddy Day Camp, which is technically more summer because, you know, it's a camp. It's more of a typical summer movie, but Eddie Murphy isn't in that one, so I just prefer Daddy Daycare, and it still gives me, like, the vibes. So it's all about Charlie, who is now unemployed, and while his wife is at work, he's at home taking care of his son. And so Charlie, who again is played by Eddie Murphy, and his friend Phil decide to actually open up their own daycare center, even though they don't exactly know what they're doing. And so they end up getting another employee and a bunch of enrollments, but they're constantly faced with complications around keeping the business up to like proper regulations, especially since they're running it out of their home and they are competing with like this very elite like private school. And so now again, it is about school and not summer, but for some reason it just gives summer vibes. It's really cute and wholesome movie. So if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Okay, number three is Blue Crush. This came out in 2002, and you can watch it on Hulu Prime, you can watch it on Hulu Premium or Amazon Prime. Cast includes Kate Bosworth, Michelle Rodriguez, Sanaa Lathan, and Matthew Davis. I haven't seen this movie in forever, but I never realized that it was Matt Davis from The Vampire Diaries. He plays Alaric, who plays the lead guy in this movie, so that's crazy. Maybe I'll have to give it a rewatch. But the Blue Crush is all about Anne Marie, who is this like probably 20 something year old girl whose life is just all about surfing. And she lives in this little beach shack with her younger sister and her best friends, who are also all obsessed with surfing. And so Anne Marie is completely dedicated to the sport, and every day it's about surfing, especially since she's training for this big surfing competition. But then she meets a professional football player, quarterback Matt Tallman, and she ends up agreeing to give him and his friends surfing lessons to make some extra cash. But of course, she starts falling for him, and that definitely gets in the way of her preparing for the surfing competition. Now, there is a sequel, Blue Crush 2, which came out in 2011, and you can watch it on Peacock, but it's a completely different cast. I'm not sure if I've ever seen it, but if you're really into surfing movies and you want more, there you have it. Especially because Soul Surfer was obviously on the first list. But there is then Chasing Mavericks, which I've never seen though. So if you're really into that, you can do that too, I guess. Number four is one of my favorite movies ever, Little Giants. So this came out in 1994, and you can watch it free on Tubi. Cast includes Ed O'Neill, Rick Moranis, Shauna Waldron, Devon Sawa, and Alexa Pena Vega. And again, it's literally one of my favorite movies ever. It's such a cute, family-friendly movie, and I love like all these movies. Like, this one is from the early 90s, and there are a few more on the list from the early 90s, and it's kind of surprising. I'm like, how have I seen all these movies? Like, you know, it's kind of crazy, but in a way I love it, how, you know, normally if you were to look at the time thing, I would never watch, if I was like in the 2000s, you know, I would be less inclined to want to watch movies from like the 80s. I mean, I've seen them and stuff, but I just love how these movies from like the 90s and early 2000s are still so relevant, and they don't feel like that old. I mean, I don't know. They are clearly different than the ones coming on now, but I just love that like younger people are still watching these older stuff. So yeah. Okay. Back to this. The movie follows these two brothers, Danny and Kevin, who are now adults with jobs and families living in the same town that they grew up in. And so Kevin is a hotshot former college football star with a successful business and seemingly perfect family, while Danny, who was always pretty nerdy and, you know, insecure as a kid, runs a gas station, and it's just him and his daughter, Becky. Now, it's time for Pee Wee football tryouts, which is like, you know, the little, like, I guess Little League is baseball, so like Pee Wee football, you know, just like whatever. And so it's time for tryouts, and Becky, who is very much a tomboy, is pretty great at football. But her uncle Kevin, who's the coach of the team, cuts her because despite her talent, she is, of course, still a girl. Now, extremely upset with this situation, Danny decides to create his own team and coach it for Becky. And so then he gets all of like the tryout rejects and creates this kind of ragtag team of underdogs that then try to compete with Kevin's. And I'm telling you guys, this movie will just give you all the feels and fun. It's just really, really cute. So if you've never seen it, you need to watch it, especially because it's free online. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. I haven't seen it in a while, but I'll probably rewatch it now. And plus, if you watch Modern Family, you're going to freak when you see how young Ed O'Neill is here. And like, he plays Jay in Modern Family. Like, you guys are going to freak out, because I remember I did the first time I saw it. Number five is Blended. So this came out in 2014. You can watch it on Hulu Premium or for free on TNT or TBS with a cable TV provider. So this is the second Adam Sandler movie on this list, but it is definitely not the last one. Cast includes Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore, Bella Thorne, Terry Crews, and Wendy McLendon Covey. So I saw this one in theaters, and again, it's just one of those movies where if it's on TV, I have to watch it. Also, my family has adopted the little Terry Crews song in the movie when he's like, when one meets another, come together, we are blended. Also, speaking of the songs, one of my friends from college Loved the scene when they're playing basketball and like Adam Sandler and Bella Thorne win, and the people they're playing against didn't know that Bella Thorne was a girl. So Terry Crews comes in and like with the whole backup singers and everything and sings, and he says, "You got schooled by a little girl." And I will always say that. It's so fun. But in case you haven't seen the movie, Blended is all about Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, who they are teaming up now for the third time, where they are each playing single parents. So Adam Sandler is Jim, a widower with three daughters, and Drew Barrymore is Lauren, a divorcee with two sons. So they end up getting set up on a blind date, which goes horribly. But through their mutual connection, which is Jim's boss is dating Lauren's best friend, they end up on the same summer vacation at a safari in Africa. So naturally, they are forced to share the same hotel suite. And given that the itinerary was already created, they have to spend time with each other and, you know, going on all these activities and things. And so, you know, naturally, you can put two and two together, even though they hate each other at the beginning. You can guess the ending. Super fun movie. Terry Crews adds these, like I said, these little songs here and there that just are so fun. And so it's just a great movie, and another one where, like, if it's on TV, I watch it. So you should check it out if you haven't seen it, because it's just fantastic. Okay, we've made it to the second half of the list. Number six is Camp Nowhere, which came out in 1994, and you can watch it on Disney Plus. Cast includes Jonathan Jackson, Andrew Keegan, Jessica Alba, and Christopher Lloyd. So I've only ever seen this movie once, but I feel like I'm definitely going to watch it again, because I don't remember that much about it, just that I enjoyed it. And it kind of gives off the same vibes of those genre of movies that I just really enjoy and I'm always like happy to find again. And I always love that when you find a new movie that you've never seen before and you watch it, and then you're just totally unexpected with like how much you enjoyed it. So might give it another go. But anyway, I'm sure this is probably the lowest, I would guess that this would be the lowest movie on the list, like in terms of the one that most people wouldn't know, I think would be this one. So anyway, it's about this group of kids whose parents have them set up to go to their respective summer camps, but none of them are excited about it. So they decide to bribe an ex-teacher, rent a campground, and basically make up this fake camp and then convince their parents to let them go. And so their parents eventually become on board, and these kids now get to go to this fake summer camp and just have the time of their lives running amok with no supervision. The only problem then is that I guess halfway through or a few weeks in, I don't know, their parents all start like reaching out to them and saying they want to come visit, like I guess like a visiting day at sleepaway camp. So they then have to scramble to get things in order and convince their parents that they've actually been at a real camp all summer. And so it's a lot of fun, and it just like is a storyline that I feel like happens in a lot, not a lot of movies, but it's definitely a trope where you see that they have to like fake things along the way in terms of, you know, getting an organization together or something. And then it ends up like being a success. And I don't know, I can't place which movie it's reminding me of, but something. And it also, another one that it did remind me of though is Agent Cody Banks, because at the very beginning they go to, maybe that's the one it is, but at the very beginning of Agent Cody Banks, obviously he goes to like a like spy special agents type of camp thing, but they have to convince their parents that it's a normal summer camp. So that's probably the idea. And then that got me thinking of having Agent Cody Banks or the second one on this list. But even though they're not technically summer movies, maybe just scream summer vibes to me, but I couldn't bring myself to do that because they literally are both about him going undercover at a fancy school. So I couldn't bring myself to do that when it's about school for a summer movie. But anyway, I really like Camp Nowhere and you should watch it. Okay, number seven is the newest movie on this list, and that is Finding Ohana. So it came out just a few months ago, 2021. It's a Netflix original film, so that means, of course, you can watch it on Netflix. Cast includes Alex Ayona, who, if you haven't heard him sing, please go to YouTube now and watch Alex Ayona and Connor Maynard do like this. They sing 24 Karat Magic, I think, or yeah, with like all the, but they do that tune with all these other songs placed in it, and literally it's the best thing you'll ever hear, and I love it. Also, Kia Pihu, Kelly Hu, Owen Vassero, and Lindsay Watson are in this movie. So, very much like The Goonies, this movie is just all about adventure. And that's what actually sold me, because I think Netflix like described it as like very similar to The Goonies and whatever. And, you know, if you've listened to Summer Movies Part 1 from last year, you know how much I love The Goonies. So naturally, when I found out about this movie, I had to watch it. So it follows these two Brooklyn-raised kids, a preteen girl who loved geocaching, which, like, throwback, because I feel like we haven't talked about that, or, like, no one talks about that anymore. But that's that idea of, like, a scavenger hunt around the city, kind of, where people hide things in different places and you get, like, hints along the way to give you, like, coordinates to try and find the prizes and stuff. But anyway, so the girl loves geocaching, and then her older brother, who's like too cool for that, of course. And so it's summertime, and they end up having to move with their, or at least like go for the summer, from New York to Hawaii with their mom, because that's where she's from. But it's a part of her life that the kids have never known. So they go there for the summer because their grandfather is sick and they need to help out. Of course, they're not happy about that. Because they're just very set in their ways, and, you know, they don't know anything about the Hawaiian culture. But eventually they end up finding an ancient journal that leads them on a path to a treasure hunt. And they end up meeting like two other kids along the way that join the journey. And they also then, like I mentioned, learn now about Hawaiian culture. And so I thought it was a pretty good movie and a great combination of like the great stuff of 80s adventures films like Indiana Jones and The Goonies with also like modern day elements. So I really thought they did a great job with it. And if you're a real Goonies fan like me, the actor who played Data has a minor role in Finding Ohana, and there are some little Easter eggs to look out for. So just gonna give you that little insight and incentive to watch it. Okay, number 8 is a complete fever dream movie, and that is Little Secrets. And I lied when I said that people, of all the movies, that Camp Nowhere would be the one that you would probably know the least. I lied. It's definitely Little Secrets. So this came out in 2001, and you can watch it for free on YouTube, Prime, Tubi, Pluto TV, or Vudu. Cast includes Evan Rachel Wood, David Gallagher, and Michael Angarno. I'm definitely butchering his last name. So, like I said, this is a major throwback for me. I think I saw it a few times on TV a very long time ago, and I don't even know how it came back to me right now when I was coming up with this list, but it did. So let's get into it. So Little Secrets is about this young preteen girl named Emily who has taken it upon herself to make a Little Secrets booth in her backyard, where one day every week, kids from her neighborhood line up to tell Emily their secrets. So whether it's about, you know, things they broke in their house and they need a place to stash the evidence, or, you know, just some kind of bad thing that they did that they're feeling super guilty about. So that's kind of like her reputation and what she does. And then things get a little bit complicated, though, when she meets her new neighbors, brothers David and Philip, who she sort of ends up in a little love triangle with. And naturally, like, they have their own secrets and she has her own. So it kind of gets really, like, complicated. And so it is a bit of a wacky movie, I think, but super nostalgic for me. And maybe there are some other people out there who have seen it, too. So, yeah, that's Little Secrets. Okay, number 9 is The Way, Way Back. So this came out in 2013, and the only way to watch it is if you buy it online. Cast includes Liam James, Sam Rockwell, Nat Faxon, Toni Collette, Steve Carell, Anna Sophia Robb, Allison Janney, Maya Rudolph, Amanda Peet, like super stacked cast. And this one also feels like a fever dream for me, because I remember dragging my mom to see this in theaters, and that it has something to do with a water park. But otherwise, no memory. Like, I was looking up summer movies to try and like extend the list and whatever. And when I saw The Way, Way Back, all like that, all it jogged my memory for was that I saw it in theaters with my mom and that there's a water park. But I don't remember much else, but I thought I would include it. And, you know, I mean, I guess I'm not going to watch it because you can only buy it online and I don't want to watch it that bad. But maybe I'll just watch like the trailer or some stuff on YouTube to try and like refresh my memory. But anyway, The Way Way Back is all about this awkward teenager named Duncan who is forced to spend the summer at a beach house with his mom, his mom's boyfriend, and the mom's boyfriend's obnoxious daughter. Obviously, Duncan hates it there, so he escapes off to this water park every day where he ends up getting a job and finds kind of a father figure in the manager of the park. It's like described as a coming of age movie. And again, I don't remember much else, but I think it's kind of different from all the other movies on this list. So that kind of shakes things up for you if you, you know, are looking for that. All right, number 10 is The Little Rascals. This also came out in 94. Man, I think Little Rascals, Camp Nowhere, and Little Giants all came out in 94. Wow. And you can watch it on Netflix or Prime. Cast includes Bug Hall, Brittany Ashton Holmes, Travis Tedford, Blake McIver Ewing, Whoopi Goldberg, the Olsen twins, Reba McEntire, and Leah Thompson. The remainder of people who you recognize all have kind of minor roles, but anyway. Seen this many times. It's very cute. So Little Rascals is set in the 20s or 30s, and it follows this group of boys, probably 8 or 9 years old, who have established an He-Man woman-hating group. So this is just a group of kids who, you know, they're in that age where they think girls still have cooties and they're very anti-girls. And the group of kids is led by Spanky and Buckwheat. Yes, those are their names. And they have entered one of their members, Alfalfa, in the big soapbox race in town. But then they find out that Alfalfa is quote-unquote canoodling with a girl, Darla, when they're supposed to be girl haters. So they try to then break the couple up. Naturally, there's a bit of chaos, but it's all in good fun. So it's a pretty cute movie, even though you guys might be like, ew, it's from the it's supposed to be set in the 20s or 30s. No, like, trust me, it's good. And also, if you were a fan, though, a few years ago to mark the movie's 20th anniversary, the cast recreated the movie poster now that they're, like, all much older because it's just, like, the whole group of kids. It's just their faces, like, all, like, super close together. So they did it again with their, like, adult faces now. So it's pretty cool. So you can find that online if you're interested. And last but certainly not least, number 11 is Just Go With It. Unfortunately, you can only find this online to watch, although you might be able to find it like on TV if you have cable TV. I personally have it recorded on my cable TV and like never am deleting it because I always want to watch it. But this came out in 2011, and like I said, I saved the best for last. Probably my favorite Adam Sandler movie because it's just iconic, and me and my brother quote this one way too much. Cast includes Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, Brooklyn Decker, Bailey Madison, Griffin Gluck, Nicole Kidman, and Nick Swardson. So I distinctly remember that I did not see this in theaters because one Saturday night when I was younger, the whole family went to the movie theaters and my mom and I went to see one movie while my brother and my dad went to see Just Go With It. And so I was trying to remember what movie my mom and I saw, and I for sure thought it was Nim's Island with Abigail Breslin, which, you know, if I was going to look back now knowing both of the movies and decide again which I would rather have seen, I would have 100% have rather seen Just Go With It, because I remember, like, after both movies were over, my brother and my dad said that it was so great, and eventually I just kind of saw it on TV. But anyway, Nim's Island was 2008, so it couldn't have been that, and I ended up realizing that the movie my mom and I saw was Justin Bieber's Never Say Never, and you know, I was a diehard Belieber back in the day, so I would probably say that I would still see that movie, not because I'm still that level of Belieber, but knowing who I was in that time, it makes 100%, it makes 100% sense why I would have done that. Anyway, okay, Just Go With It. Adam Sandler's character is Danny, a now successful plastic surgeon who lives in Beverly Hills, but he wasn't always like that. Years earlier, he was all set to get married, but then he overheard how his soon-to-be wife, who was actually played by his real wife, was cheating on him, so he didn't go through with the wedding. And then one night, right after like the supposed wedding, he was at a bar wearing his wedding band, which retrospectively doesn't make sense, because if he never went through with the ceremony, why would he have a ring? It's not like he was the girl and it was the engagement ring. But anyway, he ended up being able to pick up this one woman, like, because she felt bad for him, seeing that, you know, he was married, like, oh, he wasn't going to hit on her. But then he ended up making the story. And so then this one success kind of led to him down this path of like, wow, I could get all these women by making a sob story for himself. So that's exactly what he did. And he would make up these little stories about how his quote unquote wife cheats on him or beats him or verbally abuses him or something. And, you know, he gets to be with all these women. So eventually, present day, he meets this girl, Palmer, who is significantly younger than him, but, you know, he thinks that she's fantastic and she likes him just as much. But then she finds the ring in his pocket and Danny creates this story that he's getting divorced, but Palmer doesn't believe it. So in order to really sell it, Danny has his office assistant, Catherine, played by Jennifer Aniston, pretend to be his wife or his soon-to-be ex-wife, I guess. Naturally, the lie gets even more complicated when Catherine's real-life children accidentally get mixed into the equation, and then they all end up on a trip to Hawaii. Literally one of my favorite movies ever. The best Adam Sandler movie, in my opinion. Like, I would just say, I love it all around. His older ones, for sure, like Adam Sandler movies in general, the older Adam Sandler movies are better because they're just so family friendly and genuinely funny. Like, I don't care what other people say. I personally love Adam Sandler movies, at least the older ones. But anyway, those are all of my summer movies for this summer. Again, if you haven't listened to part one, please do so, because there are probably, I think, 16 movies on there, including my other favorite. I would say if I had to pick two favorite summer movies, it would probably be Just Go With It. Actually, I lied. Just Go With It is my favorite Adam Sandler movie, but I don't think it captures the summer vibes as much as Grown Ups does. So I would say Grown Ups and Cheaper by the Dozen 2. I love those movies. So, okay, please go listen to both part one if you haven't, and check out some of these movies on part two's list. So you can just get summer kicked off right away. I mean, it's only a few days away. Otherwise, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Specifically, leave a review. I always love to read your opinions and get some feedback about that. Also, make sure that you're following me at Not So Critically Acclaimed, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel if you'd like. I only have one video out there, and I don't really know if I plan on doing more. Other things to check out, there is a podcast, or actually not even just a podcast, just a Not So Critically Acclaimed suggestion form in the link in my bio, where you can suggest anything for any aspect of my platform. You can suggest video ideas for YouTube, TikTok, Instagram Reels. You can suggest things you want to see on Instagram Stories. You can suggest movies or TV shows you want to hear about on the podcast. Any sort of things like that. So check out all those great things, and then be sure to join me next week. There will be no podcast episode this Wednesday because we did a movies list. But next week, I already know what I'm doing, and I'm so excited because I've been waiting to do this forever. So you guys are going to love it. I think you'll love it. But otherwise, that's all for Not So Critically Acclaimed, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.